Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app, and Keystone Sports Network on Spotify. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle here, coming to you after a two-week hiatus for the Memorial Day holiday. Coming to you, as always, from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. We are getting things started this week with really the news of the weekend. The news of the spring, I think you could say. Certainly the news of the month. Julian Fleming formally announces his commitment to Ohio State last week. We'll get into all the ins and the outs and the ramifications of that. Tackle some other news from the past few days. And we will look at, in light of Julian Fleming's going elsewhere, just Penn State with high profile commitments, you know, the history for James Franklin recruiting in the state of Pennsylvania, and what it means to lose a five-star player to a program that you're trying to overtake in your own conference and in your own division. And we will conclude things with the player profile series we've been working on for the better part of the spring, getting through Penn State's roster, just looking at these guys' chances for competing in 2019, what their future holds. But first, we will begin with Julian Fleming. Greg, not a big surprise because information was trending in this direction. It looked pretty well known. You had some inside information and knew it to be true. Any hope out there for Penn State fans, you knew it was going to be squashed. But in a more general sense, are you surprised that Penn State couldn't get to the finish line with Julian Fleming?
Was I surprised, I guess, when the crystal balls and the rivals pass and all that stuff started rolling in and they were pretty heavily toward Ohio State? Yeah, I was. Is it clear now that David Corley and the hire of him and eventual firing of him and the struggles Penn State had on offense, especially at the receiver, is there any question that Penn State lost out on Julian Fleming, and maybe not large part, but at very least medium part because of that? Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. A lot of the quotes he gave reporters last Saturday were definitely Ohio State talking points. You can tell how Brian Hartline was working Julian Fleming to get him away from Penn State to Ohio State, you know, bringing up the instability with the receivers coach, bringing up, and let's keep in mind, Ohio State's had plenty of turnover, including its head coach, but, you know, I think Ohio State's being able to sell that, and clearly it's working, as, you know, more of a succession plan than it is, you know, instability or, you know, bad things led to people leaving, which Penn State can't do at this point in time. So, you know, I thought that Josh Gattis quotes were interesting too, that Gattis recruited him for like four different schools. Yeah. I'm not sure what that was all about, but I mean, it's not untrue, but it's just an interesting way to put it. So, yeah, I mean, initially I was pretty surprised by this, but you can just see that. And, you know, Brian Hartline in a Cleveland.com story took offense to people calling him a good recruiter, and that's not uncommon. James Franklin's done that too. He's come out and said, you know, I don't like that people call me a good, which I don't understand, you know. Would you rather people say you're a lousy recruiter? I don't, you know.
It's like when people call me a good eater. Like,
yeah, would you like?
I'm more than that.
Right.
All right? I'm more than a belly.
Right. But it's a label nonetheless. And I just think that, you know, if you're going to be a high level college football coach, you better be a good recruiter or you're not going to stick around very long. So at the end of the day, there it is. Number one.
I love it when you catch yourself right at the end of it.
Brian Hartline, Ryan Day did a really nice job here. Is there a long way until December? Yes. Is there a chance for Penn State to have a better season than Ohio State and maybe that changed things for Julian Fleming? Yes. But to me, I'd put the odds very, very low that this kid flips anywhere, especially at Penn State.
I think that that's fair. It would be hard to believe, you know, the kid was fed up with a recruiting process. It would seem to take something pretty special for him to back away from that commitment and go anywhere else, including the school that's whatever it is, an hour and a half away. But I think, you know, number one, I don't think the points that Julian Fleming made in discussing the Ohio State commitment over Penn State were unfair. I thought it was a pretty nice amount of honesty coming from him. I don't think it was trashing Penn State, but I think he's one of the few kids who, you know, went into the ins and the outs, the, you know, behind the curtains type stuff about why he didn't pick a school as opposed to why he did pick a school. And I think that this is something that Penn State has to clear up. The wide receivers coach situation, if you think about, you know, you being an elite wide receiver and you're having multiple faces from the same school being your point person in your recruitment, that might be kind of tough. And, you know, when he goes into Justin Shorter not making an impact last season, I don't know if that is 100% fair to Penn State, because we don't know the extent to which, you know, his development was derailed by injuries. It seems like by the time he was up and running and ready to roll, the season was all but lost. Plus, you know, having David Corley come in and go out the door, that played a part in development too. So what needs to happen for Penn State, clearly, if you're going to be in the mix for an elite wide receiver, is Jared Parker's got to prove that he can do the job at a very, very high level, which it seems to be the case. But to know for a fact that you lost a kid like this because you didn't get your assistant coach hire right, because of your wide receivers, there are questions about Penn State's ability to play wide receiver now that they need to clear up in 2019. The question, I guess, is what happens if Justin Shorter has a monster year? What happens if the wide receivers are playing lights out? Is there a chance for Penn? You know, Penn State's going to keep knocking on this door.
Right.
Is there any chance? I would say not much of one.
Yeah, I would say it's slim to none, and slim is not really probably even the right word to use in this juncture. You know, the other thing I would note is that, if you know, Brian Hartline's a guy that is going to be connected to jobs, bigger jobs, the entirety of his career. So that's always something to keep an eye on. But Julian Fleming should be signed, sealed, and delivered by then. So I don't know if you have to worry about that if you're Ohio State. But if you're Penn State, you know, the Justin Shorter stuff, a lot of Penn State fans took exception to those comments. And the thing I would say is that it's fair. It's totally fair. And guess what? It can happen to any kid where they get on campus, they injure themselves during camp or whatever, and then they don't end up living up to the hype and the expectation that was set for them. And I get it. The problem is it was clearly a perception problem for Penn State. And this goes back to, I think James Franklin has to take a long look in the mirror, and he has to decide how direct and straightforward he wants to be about injuries. And because we've had this conversation before, you know, where he doesn't like to talk about him, he doesn't like to give much detail, information, or otherwise. It's quite clear that it's not just with the, you know, I assumed it was just the public that, or, you know, the media and fans and his social media, all that, but it must carry over to recruits too. Either that, there's three explanations for all this. Number one, Julian Fleming just didn't care that Justin Shorter was banged up and thought he should have played more regardless. Two, Shorter wasn't as hurt as much as Penn State let people believe, and Fleming knew that and voiced his opinion on that. Or three, Penn State did a horrible job of conveying to Fleming why the nation's number one receiver wasn't playing, because he was hurt. All three of those are really problematic for Penn State when you think about it, because if it's true that Shorter was not as banged up and could have played more but didn't, Julian Fleming just exposed that, and that's a problem. And if you can't communicate to, you know, the flip side of that coin is, if you can't communicate to your biggest target on the board that, hey, we know you might think you can model yourself after this guy because you are like him as a high school player, but we're not able to get him on the field because of X, Y, and Z, you know, I don't know which situation is worse, quite frankly, because they're both terrible, and I think it's only one or the other outcome. So, I think there's a lot to learn from this experience for Penn State, and it's not really a great time to be learning about it 6 years into, you know, James Franklin's been a college football coach for years, you know, you need multiple hands and toes to count that. He's been a head coach at Penn State now entering season six. It's not a great time to be learning some of these lessons, but Penn State needs to reflect on this loss, figure out why it happened, and what to do moving forward, because it cannot continue to lose out on guys like this in the future.
So we mentioned, and the time's getting close now, gopsurv.com, they got a special deal for the month of June for both the opener against Idaho and the second game of the season against Buffalo. You buy an RV through gopsurv.com, you get a second one for free, you can invite more friends, more family for twice the fun, and to go with the buy one, get one deal, a free 409 tailgate club meal is included for everyone in your party. The deal is good through the end of this month, through the end of June. Make sure a great Father's Day present. If you want to hurry up and do that now, I would recommend doing it. At the very least, go to gopsurv.com. See what they have to offer both for both this deal and for throughout the 2019 season. You can also call Mark directly at 1-800-519-8467 for this great deal. What do you think about Julian whenever you got a chance to talk to him? Was that the most – when you talked to him at PIAA track a couple weeks ago, was that the most you've talked to him? Certainly, you know, in person.
Yeah.
That had to have been the first. But he just he's not an unlikable kid in my opinion. I know that if he's not picking your school, that might make him unlikable. And I guess you can probably take exception to the honesty to which he the depths to which he explained why your school wasn't his choice. Maybe you can not like that. But clearly when you talked to him, he was, you know, he made it pretty well known that he was sick of the recruiting process and it was time to make a choice.
Yeah. I mean, he was direct and as blunt as maybe any kid I've ever come across in college football recruiting. You know, you get some guys who are like that, but never one that it was able to articulate it in such a way that really gave you a glimpse behind the curtain, and was honest about it and genuine and forthright and direct. So, yeah, I mean, great kid. Obviously, he's going to play one more season at Southern Columbia, where he'll try to win another state title, be the player of the year again. Then he's off to, you know, Columbus, where he'll be a January enrollee. So it's not long until he leaves the high school ranks and heads to college, where, you know, honest and genuine speakers are known to be muzzled a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But no, hopefully Penn State fans can take a deep breath and realize that, you know, when you look at it, everything that's going on, it's one kid making one decision. Yes, it's a horrible blow for Penn State, but you know, there's other fish in the sea, maybe not five-star ones that are 90 miles from campus or whatever Southern Columbia State College is, but there's a lot of guys out there. We'll talk about them a little bit later, but they, you know, for Penn State, they need to start, you know, locking down some of these battles, and this could be a good class, but Dustin, between Brian Brisee and Julian Fleming, this was supposed to be a class that catapulted Penn State, and it's not turning out that way at all. They have some very talented kids committed. I know it's the number 11 or number 12 class in the country at this point, but you know, no matter where it ends up, unless five stars start falling from the sky and landing in state college, I think this class might be viewed as a tad bit of a disappointment, which probably isn't fair because it's probably going to end up being top 10, top 15 at worst. And that's a tremendous accomplishment. But for this class to not get two of its biggest targets, and there's some other guys out there that Penn State won it in this cycle, they have not landed and saw good other schools. I mean, I think it's been a tough go. Yeah, they picked up some commits, but there's a lot left on the table too.
Time to answer some doubts and restabilize the program. You go through these ebbs and flows as a head coach, and it's time for Penn State to reestablish that they can be a real contender. And Julian Fleming was just another reminder of that. We're going to get into some of the other news from the weekend, a new kicker coming to town, some new kickoff times as well after this short break.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.